God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. We're living in a day of modern marvels, things that our grandparents never could have even imagined taking place. For instance, recently I saw a news story about a possible flying car, and I know they've been talking about this for some time, but it seems that we're getting close to that perhaps actually being something that comes to pass. It's hard to imagine what the future will be like just with the rapidity at which things are changing every day. Now, we can imagine what we call artificial intelligence in the future. We can imagine flying cars in the future. We can imagine all kinds of marvels in the future. But can you imagine God in your future? Can you imagine confidently the fact that God is present in the future already? And that means your future. Joseph was a man who could have been bitter about his past and fearful about his future, but he was neither when he was reunited with the brothers who had sold him into slavery in Egypt. They were fearful that he would take revenge. But Joseph said, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good." Joseph realized that even the bad things that had happened to him, God had turned for their good. God had a purpose that would not be thwarted by evil brothers and a vacillating father, Jacob. Joseph looked back in his past and in the pit and in the house of Potiphar and in the prison and in the palace, Joseph recognized the presence of God. Now, I'll tell you what that did for him. Looking back, not imagining God's presence, but acknowledging it, what that did for Joseph was it gave him confidence regarding the future. The same promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that colored Joseph's own perception of his self-history is the same promise that colored his confidence about the future. In Genesis 50, verse 24, the Bible says, "And Joseph said to his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence." Notice the word surely. I'm going to die. I'm not going to be with you forever. But God will be, and God will surely visit you, and God will surely give you the land that he promised to our fathers. And when that happens, you take my bones and you pack them out of here. Joseph was imagining a day well beyond his own life. Most of us rarely imagine life without ourselves. Or if we do, it's a morbid thing and we worry about our children, our grandchildren. Neither one is wise. We should not be totally oblivious to the fact that the world will not stop rotating on its axis once we're gone. Neither should we be our children and grandchildren in days to come. Joseph was a man that saw God in his future because he acknowledged God in his past. Look, those who choose to see God in their past can confidently imagine him in their future. And may God help you to be aware of God's presence in your past and rely on the fact that God will surely be with you in the future.